Welcome back to Symphony Hall in Birmingham, and it's Beethoven's Fifth that ends our concert here tonight. It seems we just can't get enough of these symphonies. The Halle in Manchester completed the full cycle last year. All nine were performed at the Proms, and the CBSO has reached the halfway point in its journey, which began last September and ends with the 9th in June. Is it just about filling concert halls, or are we finding something new in Beethoven 200 years on? Well, earlier I spoke to the CBSO's music director, Andris Nelsons.
I personally think that Beethoven has always been a revolutionary composer. You know, he was a revolutionary, and his music in his time was very modern, and people thought it's so revolutionary that some people didn't accept it and didn't understand. So it's been always very attractive because of this element. And also the story, which is about, you know, the heroism in his music. And I think his music is speaking very strongly to people nowadays because of this very strong driving force for changing things and for being better and for better future. And that's what Beethoven's music is about. It's always the victory at the end and this idea of dream and of perfect world at the end. And I think maybe people play Beethoven even more now than they used to. I think also his music for our time as well. And the Fifth Symphony, it's so actual now, you know, there's all this destiny, and we have such problems now and difficulties in life, and we have this destiny knocking at the door and hope for better future, which we all do, and Beethoven had it as well.
Andris Nelsons speaking to me earlier, and here he is, returning to the platform to conduct the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in this live performance of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.